Hello, welcome back to Brennan Audio. My name's Alex and we've got an exciting one for you today. Bit of background on this. What you're about to hear was my interview with Lewis Berry, the guitarist from Leicester-based band Easy Life. Easy Life have really exploded in recent years, topping the charts and generally making amazing music. Myself and Lewis connected in January, and I'm very grateful that he's been very supportive of my career. You know, I love talking to him. He's a very interesting, very humble bloke. And this conversation was amazing. It was the first time I felt like a proper music journalist. Since then, they've released their second studio album, Maybe in Another Life. They've been on multiple tours. And yeah, they've just been conquering the world. And it was a pleasure to be able to spend this time talking to him about the band's rise, their hopes for the future, and just hearing about his passion for what he does in his music. So you can either listen to this, or I guess you can mind your beeswax. I shall leave links to where you can stream and buy their album in the description below. And I hope you enjoy this as much as I did. Can we just recap the couple of years you've had? So, number two charting album. Sold out UK tour.
Yep.
American tour coming up.
Yep, which I'm very excited for. If it goes ahead.
Louis Theroux giving you the big up.
Yeah.
Lewis Berry, guitarist from Easy Life.
Hey, hello. Good to speak to you, man.
What has been the most surreal moment for you in recent memory?
Kind of grown up playing lots of shows since I was young. I've been playing in Leicester, name a bar in Leicester, I've probably performed there, maybe to zero people, maybe to a full house. But I think on our last tour, we played two nights at a venue in Brixton in London called Brixton O2 Academy. And it holds maybe 5,000, and we sold out the two nights. And both nights, it's like the feeling is overwhelming. I wasn't nervous. I wasn't scared. I was just like, it just made me so excited for, it's like any worries I had actually kind of dissipated. And yeah, it's such a great feeling. So probably that those two shows, but that whole tour, we did maybe 14 shows. They're all massive, and we've never done anything that big. And it was really like a wow! I can't believe, you know, we're in Glasgow and there's a few thousand people here to listen to us. As someone that's worked towards that for like I've always wanted to, you know, be a professional musician, and I finally feel I can call myself that. You know, it's my living job now, and it's great.
I think you've gone a bit past being able to call yourself it, Lewis, to be honest, if you allow me to give you the compliment.
Thank you very much, Alex.
You know, your success is well deserved, because I was put onto your music, and within 2 weeks, I was captioning things, life's a beach, I'm a sexy beast. So
that's the energy we all need, so that's good.
Off the back of these performances, I've got to ask you, what's your favourite song overall in your discography, and what's the best thing for you to perform?
So favourite song's always a hard one, because it honestly changes so fast. I think so we've released maybe 30 something songs by now. I honestly don't think I have a favourite song. I get bored of them sometimes, but then that passion will come back. I mean, especially when you're playing them every night. But usually it's the ones that are slightly unconventional even now I listen to my own songs and take different things away from them. But I can't answer my favourite song, I'm afraid. But my favourite to play, I do have a favourite. Anything with a little bit more, anything a little bit faster. I mean, it wouldn't be my favourite song to listen to, but to play, anything a little bit faster. So maybe Earth, which is one of our old songs.
Yeah.
I love playing that. I get to, you know, whack on the distortion on my guitar, go a little bit crazy.
I was doing this research, and Murray, your lead singer, said that you'd formed on a whim? I mean, is that him just, like, downplaying it? Or what was the background story behind that?
He in a way, he's downplaying our... We knew what we were planning on doing. There was originally Murray and Sam, the bass player. They've been making music since they were, you know, in their teens. Then I became their friend, and I knew they had this passion, but it was kind of downplayed. Whereas in a way, I really did think maybe we could make something of this, but it was never spoken about. It was never spoken about at all. And then I knew Ollie, the drummer, and we needed a drummer. So I got him involved. And that's when things kind of started ramping up a little bit. We started playing live, and all of a sudden it became what it is. It wasn't thought about, but I knew we had that passion. So it kind of, in a way, it was a whim. But at the same time, we put the work in, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, definitely. He mentioned that he found Jordan in a bar.
Yeah, to a degree, again, he did. But we all knew Jordan, but he just didn't play an easy life. He was one of our friends. And there was one night, you know, I was only like 18, 19 at this point.
Yeah.
There was one night we all went to, Jordan used to put on events in Leicester. So we went to one of his events and we're just hanging out with him. And we knew we needed another member. We needed a keyboard player because all our music had lots of keyboards on and we had no one to play it. And yeah, over a beer, we kind of just said, as a bit of a joke, oh, maybe you should come and join. And actually, the first show he did with us, he just stood there with some, like, percussion and some maracas, looking a bit silly, to be honest. But it was, you know, that's kind of how we, nothing was serious at the start. It was just, everything was fun. We rolled around playing shows around the UK with all our mates. And then, yeah, Jordan now plays about 5-6 keyboards on stage and has a very serious role in the Easy Life.
You can never have too many keyboards.
No, you can't. You can't.
So going back to your very successful UK tour that you've just come back off, what was your favourite date? I think you've got probably go back to, you know, the London dates, if I'm guessing.
No, actually. Weirdly enough, that was amazing. But we did this one really weird... It wasn't weird, but we played a matinee show and an evening show in Portsmouth. So it doesn't sound like... We all went in with not really any big expectations. We had the best show. It was amazing. It was way smaller than all the others. There was probably 800 people there each time. And our tour bus managed to park right on the seafront, and it didn't leave till like 6 in the morning. So we ended up having a little bonfire on the beach, had like marshmallows. It was just such a nice, like, wholesome day. Played two really nice shows. It was a Sunday, so we went for a Sunday roast in the middle. I just thought that was such a... Even though it wasn't typically what I think someone would say, it wasn't... The shows weren't everything, but it just... I loved just hanging with the boys. It was great.
Have you been up the Spinnaker Tower?
No, I haven't. Is that in Portsmouth?
Yeah, go... Oh, do that, mate. You can't go to Portsmouth
I was too busy eating Sunday dinner and sitting on the beach.
To be fair.
In November.
I can't argue with you there.
Yeah, mate, it was good. Well, probably then going back to maybe the London show, or we played like a Glasgow show. That was in an amazing venue. You know, any kind of show where there's people that are overly excited to meet me, I'm humbled by it. It's kind of... Maybe that's like my ego feeding on that, but I think just any of those like extra large shows, like Glasgow, maybe Newcastle and Leeds, Manchester. I'm just saying all the shows now. But yeah, and at our London show, we had a couple of people outside selling knockoff merch, and it's about a year ago. I said, if we ever have that, that's just going to be hilarious. That shows we've made it, I guess.
Oh, honestly, mate. I remember when I first saw you when you got back, and yep. I said to our mutual friend, I said, I want to go and talk to him about tour life. I still want to go and pick the brains of your sound guy.
Well, we'll have to make that happen. I know he's a very busy man, but maybe, I don't know when we're next going to play in Leicester. I think we're looking at playing the Nottingham Arena this year. But maybe you could come down and, you know, see what he, you know, just hang with him. He's a really nice guy.
Mate, I'd love that.
He's busy at the minute, but yeah.
That's the one thing Easy Life, I think, is missing, the accessible factor. You know?
Yeah.
I think you need a radar key involved at some point. Yeah. Convenient tour bus parking too.
Yeah.
It makes sense.
Yes, Alex.
I've lost track of my questions now. I'm thinking about convenient tour bus parking.
So am I.
So, I have to admit, personally, I really like your slower songs. So that means that one of my favourite songs on the track, on the album, sorry, mm-hmm. is Music to Walk Home To. And something that really made me smile and really made me laugh was Murray's account of a conversation, a fictional conversation with a co-worker where he's mm-hmm. going on about the love interest in his life, Vicky from Accounts. I must know, does Vicky from Accounts actually exist, and was that a conversation that he had?
Sadly, I'm pretty sure that song, I wasn't actually there at the conception of that song when he was doing the lyrics. It was a drunken night. It was just all babble. It was all a story, which kind of, maybe I shouldn't have said that, but I think our music is very serious, usually, and it touches on subjects that are can be quite intense, especially as, you know, I don't write the lyrics, Murray does.
No.
And if you're constantly writing about really emotional and sensitive things, I maybe it can weigh down on you. And I think that song, Music to Walk Home To, which is very polarizing, you know, so people see it as Marmite, people either love it or they hate it. I personally, it wasn't my favorite, but now it is after, you know, living with it for a year or so.
Sorry, I'm crying in a corner now at the fact that the Banana Men might not exist.
Actually, the Banana Men did exist. Oh. So there is a little bit of a story. Okay, so Murray used to live in Stockwell near Brixton in London. And this was him walking home from a few drinks with, I'm not sure who it was with, but he was walking home from a few drinks. There is a man selling hot dogs next to the station in Stockwell. He did see these Banana Men. I'm sure he did have an uncomfortable experience with a barman. The over-the-top details, like somebody talking about their love interest with someone they work with, sadly, is not true.
Right, so Vicky from Accounts is fictional, but
she does not exist, sadly.
But I do get the Banana Men.
Yes, you get the Banana Men.
Right, so next show, opening up, me on the sound desk, Easy Life, featuring the Banana Men.
Yeah, amazing. And you'd be surprised, there's so many people that come to Easy Life shows in Banana Men costumes.
What, really?
That's great, yeah.
Already?
Already.
Well, that was my plan for my show attire out the window. What was it like when you got the approval of Louis Theroux?
Ah, that kind of came out of nowhere. And I actually, you know, I think he's an amazing kind of reporter and showmaker. He's such an interesting guy. We've never met him, but I thought him kind of vouching for us on his podcast meant that we were going to be best mates. So I remember messaging him on Instagram or Twitter or something, thinking he'd reply, and he never replied. So
have you been aired by Louis Theroux?
We have been aired by Louis Theroux. Let's hope he hasn't read it, but I'm sure he has.
Is that like an achievement in life?
In a weird way, it is, yeah. It is. I can tell you we've also been aired by David Attenborough.
You've got to elaborate. You can't just leave that there.
I know. So when we were kind of creating this first album, we wanted either Louis Theroux or David Attenborough to introduce the album and close the album. And obviously, you know, why would they want to do that? And yeah, they didn't. So maybe for album two, we can get a little David Attenborough feature. But maybe Louis Theroux is more likely to happen. The goal's still there.
I would buy all the tickets just to fund that. That would be one hell of a thing.
Yeah, it would be.
Right, so you've just come off a lot of shows, and I was thinking about this. Right, so say you got put in charge of the entire production, and they all said, Lewis, you do incredible solos, we're going to leave all the planning to you. Who are your opening acts that you choose for an entire tour?
Well, firstly, there wouldn't be any because I'd spend the whole budget on fireworks and flamethrowers. probably that's the hard one. Do you want me to answer, you know, like a reasonably who it could be?
You can answer however you want.
However I want. Wow. So I quite like maybe having someone quite polarized, like different to us.
Yeah.
So who would I go for? There's a band I love who are way more successful than us. They're called Kerrangbin. They're very smooth. It's kind of like R&B. They're from, I think, like Texas or somewhere. I think they would be an awesome opener. And then you'd want someone to kind of get people hyped up afterwards before your set. So maybe there's a guy from London called Masterpiece, who I really like at the minute, and he's a good friend of ours. But his shows are very hyper and intense, so I think he'd be a good second on. And then us. So, yeah, Kerrangbin. It's very weird spelling. I'm not going to try and spell it. And Masterpiece.
Can I get your opinion on what I was thinking late last night as I was falling asleep?
Of course, of course.
Right, so the first opener, Lauren Hibbard. I don't know whether you've heard her, but...
Yeah. Some of our crew worked with her, so I know. I don't really know her, but I've not really listened to much of her music, but I know of her.
And then Noisy following her.
Noisy, yeah, they're on the same label as us. We played all the same sort of festivals as them. I think they would do a similar job as Masterpiece, bringing that energy. The very, like, hectic people, in a good way.
Have I come up with a realistic set?
I think so. Maybe you have. I'll give you all credit if either of those two ever support us.
I'll tell you what, forget the radio, forget my degree. I'm just going to become your tour manager now. All right then, yeah. Lewis. I mean, I think amazing. I've covered all the questions, and all I can say is best of luck on your UK tour. I mean, tour. You've done the UK tour. Yeah. Have the best time. You've got to let me know how that goes. You know, send us a message. Let me know you're still alive.
Yeah, I will do. Well, I'm away. I think I'm away for two and a bit months. So, fingers crossed, I make it out alive.
What date are you most looking forward to? Just about the city?
Just everywhere in America. I mean, we've toured Europe a few times and we've been to America a few times as a band, but we've never done like a road trip. So we're going to places in like middle America that I'd never ever get to go to. So anywhere slightly unconventional, like where I'd never just go on holiday, I guess. Like we're going to Philadelphia, we're going to Canada for the first time, playing like Montreal. Yeah, it's that whole tour's going to be off the charts, I think.
It is. And yeah, I'm a bit jealous that I can't fly.
So we're just in the logistics of sorting out that tour at the minute, and it's tell you what, it's such a pain, because obviously we've got to fly over all our equipment, which there is a lot of. You know, get into all these... You know, like driving to a different venue in the UK, it might take a few hours.
Yeah.
Whereas in America, it'll take like 8 hours to get to a new state.
Yeah.
So everything's just been like lengthened and kind of dragged out. But I think that's the fun of it. It'll be a lot slower and more, well, fast paced in a way. But I don't know. You get to experience more, I think.
How many guitars would you take with you?
Oh, my gosh. Sadly, for the American tour, probably only maybe one or two. I'm very fast at changing strings, though. But usually, for Europe and the UK, I take about 10. So
one for every day of the week?
Yeah, literally.
All right,
very
Lewis.
Self-indulgent.
Well, I've got
mate.
I've got to say thank you for taking the time to talk to me and the listeners. Have you got any parting words?
Stay safe, have fun, buy a guitar.
And possibly a banana costume.
Yeah, and possibly a banana costume.
All right, dude. Well, thank you so much for your time, and that's me signing off.
Awesome. Bye.
Bye.
This has been a Brennan Audio production.